one. So, if you haven't uploaded it, the address where you can get this is CIT32, which is the old name of the class. P. Grosser, obviously, if you want to run the same thing that I'm running. CIT32, Boston Tea Party, Boston Tea.php. There we go. And no, I don't want to help them. Okay, so this is the first thing that comes up. And it asks a question, and this is where I had the wrong answer going on the question. The Sons of Liberty advised the colonists to pay the taxes. And on some version I have that right, and some versions I have that wrong. Okay, but that's not particularly a problem. What we need to do is see how you go about writing the code. So whether I get my history right or not doesn't matter. So I want you to do something similar to this. In other words, I want you to come up with at least 3 pages, I said, that kind of move through and teach kids something. Okay, aim it for teaching kids something. So whatever topic you want to come up with, I want to include images, I want to include text, I want to include questions, and I want to send answers. Okay, so I want mine 3 pages deep, and I want you to do something that's 3 pages deep. Okay, so this is the first page, and it comes up and it gives them some text, and then it asks them a question related to the text, and they have to click and get the answer. And if they click on true, they get one answer, and if they click on false, they get a different answer. And this is where I said I wasn't paying attention. So notice my factual error, I wasn't paying attention. Oh, rats, Max is here. We were doing so well, Max.
I'll be quiet.
Okay, so then the second page asks another question, and it says the colonist's response was, and I have to click on something, and if I click on that, I get the you are correct answer, and if I click on any of the others, I get the colonist did not type answer. Okay, so that will then go on, and that's the third page. Okay, so that's what I want you to do, is some kind of a 3-page thing where you ask kids questions, and it can be more than 3 pages, but I would set a 3-page minimum, where you ask kids questions and respond to the questions over on the next thing. So if you go and look at the code, okay, Boston Tea is the first one, and basically what I've got here. And if you go and download this, you can download it so you can see the source too. Okay, so I started out and I'm in HTML. Okay, so I am in HTML and I put out the image. Okay, and I could have done it any place, but I put out the image right at the top in HTML. And then I set up what I was going to need in PHP, so I entered PHP. Notice I'm inside a table. I did the TP and then I entered the PHP. Okay, so I'm in the table. I've got a table as the framework for this. And I have a TR. Let me bring up the page. Okay, I have a table row. And so this is the row going across here. And I put the image in the first cell, and I'm putting the text, going to put the text and the question over in the next cell. Okay? So, that's where I am at. And if you look at the code, okay, I have the image, and I said, okay, I'm in a table row. And then I have a TV, and I put the image in there. Okay, so I've got my image and the little line below the image, which links me to where I got it from. Close the TD, and then I open the next TD. And the next TD has the PHP in it. So at that point, in that TD, I'm switching over to the PHP. And I'm saying, okay, first set up info. And info is the text that I want to write. And again, I put that all in quotes, not because it's PHP, but because I want the quotes to appear. Because this is a quote that I am lifting. Okay, so I want the quotes to appear. So I put it in quotes, and then down on the bottom line, I cited the references to where I got the quote. Okay. And then I put in another one called setup, and that is to get me the style. And then I went in and I said, okay, now print the contents of scene one, and then print using the style the line that says, Sons of Liberty advise the colonists to pay the taxes. And if you look at that, you can see it's green and it's a bigger font, so it followed the style that I expressed. And then notice I have not closed the TD yet. So the form is also within the TD. Okay, so I now set up the form and I say, the action is going to be to bring up scene one response. The method I'm using here is a post. I put out two radio buttons that will send a value of either true or false when I hit submit. Okay, so when I hit the submit, I will send the values of either true or false, depending on which radio button I click. Okay? And the name of what I'm sending is answer, and I will send either the true or the false. Then I close the form. Now I close the TD. Now I close the TR. Okay? So all of that was done inside. So I switched over to PHP, then I switched back to HTML to do the form, and all of that was done inside a TD. So it's inside a cell in the first row. Okay. Yep.
Can you please explain more this second line about H reference, and you say bostonteaparty.org. What is this target blank?
Like, it's just a link. If you look at the page, and why am I not showing the camera? Okay, there we go, camera. Thank
oh,
you.
It takes you to...
It just shows the link where I got... Basically, what I'm doing is trying not
reference.
To get sued for storage first, helping myself to somebody else's picture.
Okay.
So I'm citing the...
source.
The source. On the picture. And I pointed to the wrong place when I walked over there. It's this that you were talking about.
Yep.
And that's just citing the source of the picture. So I'm saying if you click on there, you will go to the place where I found the picture.
Do you want us to do the same thing?
You probably should cite... I don't care, I guess, whether you link, but you should cite anything that you help yourself to. You should at least acknowledge the fact that you did it and put the source in. Okay? So that's what I was doing there, is the picture came from a particular place. I was acknowledging that. And this quote came from a particular place, and I was acknowledging that. So that I, you know, at least do that much. Okay. If I was doing a real one, then I would contact them and ask them for help, but you get away with a little bit when you're doing it as a student thing. So, anyway. So that's my first page. Then when it says in the code to bring up seeing one response. So that's the one that is going to come up in response. And so if I come over here and I look at seeing one response, okay, there's seeing one response. And basically what I did here, and this is where I wasn't paying attention to what was true and what was false, I set up a T info and an F info for true and false. Okay, so that I have the true and false responses there. And then I also set up the color and the font that I wanted to use. Okay, for two things. I set it up for setup and I set it up for answer. And then I said, okay, if the answer equals true, remember answer was the thing that got set over, and I sent either a true or a false. So I'm saying, if the answer is true, do that. If the answer is false, do that. Okay, so I am putting out the true message and the false message and using the particular style that I have. So I am setting that up and going with that. Okay. And then I put out an image and I put out the text, and now I ask another question. So I'm using the exact same format. Here's another question. And in this case, I've got three. Syncing, using, and dumping of the values that are going to go into answer. So I'm going to send one of those three things over. And I go to scene two response. So if I come over here and look at scene two response, okay, scene two response basically puts out the information. Again, I set up the true response and I set up the false response. And I came down here and said, if answer equals syncing or answer equals using, then I'm putting out the false message. Okay? Now, I wanted to use the or, so I asked that. In reality, I probably would have taken the one that only had one question to get the true and asked it that way. But I wanted to use the or, so I answered it that way. Okay? So if it's either syncing or using, I am going to get the false message, otherwise I'm going to get the true message. Okay. And I put a bunch of images in here. Okay. So, that's the kids game, okay, or kids learning thing that I set up. Questions?
I have a question on the suffix there, like .php. Is it always .php if there's any PHP in the file?
Yeah. If you're using PHP, you can put PHP in. If you actually have pure HTML and you put PHP in, it will work fine too. It doesn't. What won't work fine is putting PHP into an HTML.
That's what I did for homework. I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Finally, I realized.
Yeah, it's fine to make anything PHP, whether it has PHP in it or not. If as long as it's got the HTML, it will process it, because PHP processes HTML. The PHP extension will let you process either. But yes, I've done that too, where I have saved something with .html just because I'm so used to saving with .html, and it doesn't run, except, I mean, the PHP doesn't.
Moving things, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, been there. And then said, you idiot. You have a .html extension here. Of course it's not going
to
work.
So just to be safe, save it as .php.
I guess I wouldn't go that far. I'd say that HTML should be saved as HTML, and you should actually not give people the impression that they're going to find PHP in there when it's not. And I think you should try to do the right thing. But if you're going to err, it's better to err on the PHP side than the HTML side. Okay, questions?
If you had JavaScript in it, would it... PHP.
That's fine. You can throw JavaScript in. In fact, I've got JavaScript. Remember the one where I put a response down to clear down at the bottom?
Right.
That one includes JavaScript inside. So it's great. You can have inside your PHP this whole variety of JavaScript, HTML, because JavaScript and HTML and CSS are all supported at the browser level. Okay. Okay, questions? Okay, the next one I'm going to look at, if I can find it, is Decisions Plus. And somewhere in here. Last night I knew where it was. Does that count? Decision Plus. Okay, and you have it such that you can download it as well, the Decisions Plus. Okay? So. Okay, guys, you've talked enough. My turn. Okay, so if I want to go in and look at these, I have alternative ways of doing things, and that's what I'm doing here. So if I look at the alternative if structure, okay, this is an else if. So what I'm saying here is I set inventory code to equal to C. And then I say if the code equals A, then I want to put out a message that says code is A. Else, I want to put out a message. If it's B, I want to put out a message that says B, and so forth. Now, the thing to notice here is I have else if as one word, one command. Okay, and a lot of languages have this. They have else if. The other thing is, if you're doing the else if, the last line is else colon, and that's kind of the, if it's none of the above. So that's the default. And notice there's only one end if. So when you use the if else structure, the else if, I think I wrote if else when I told you what to do on something. I think I wrote if else, and I do that also here when I'm writing it. Okay, and it's else if. Else if. If you have the else if structure, then you only need one end if. Yeah.
Would it be easier just to do a switch?
That's not the point. Okay, the point is you figure out what you want to do, but you have to see all of the possibilities. Okay?
I already have programming classes in my adult, but looking bad, I know it's a switch. So.
That's right. And 5 minutes from now, you're going to see the same thing with a switch. Right. You can choose what you want to do, but you should understand, for people who don't have, you need to understand the different ways of doing it. Okay, so this is an if with an else if. Yeah.
So this else with a colon, why we just don't put in the curly braces? When you say just else, colon, message code is not A, B, or C. Why do we use colon there?
Because it's kind of the catch-all. It's the, if none of the above. Read it as if none of the above.
Okay. So, but why do we use colon there?
Because that's the structure that they told me to use, basically. And I'm not sure that I did anything else there, so I don't have to look at that one. That's the structure that is set up. If you try it without the colon, I actually don't use these. I actually agree with him, and I would use the switch. But this structure lets you have the else if, and else. The other thing is, if you're going to put multiple things in there, you would get in with the curly braces. If you don't have multiple things, you don't need curly braces.
But you still need that colon.
Yes. I think so. as I said, that's the way that they say to do it. And I honestly don't use this that much, so I follow the rules. Okay? If somebody wants to sit here and download this and try it and make sure that maybe you don't need the colon. Okay? I follow the rules. I use this twice when I made two examples of it. And those are the only times I've ever used it, I think. I don't think I've ever done much with it. If you want to try it without the colon, we can do a copy. And we can come over here and say, file, new, file, enter the name, whatever. .php, I almost wrote .html. Okay, so we'll get rid of the colon. Okay, so now we'll come over here and figure out where that is. You guys are all so much more question-y than I am. I read in the book of how to do something and I say, oh, and I do it that way. I don't kind of say, I wonder if. I don't do that. So when you ask me the I wonder ifs, it's one of those, oh. I follow the rules. And usually it's Max that does me in on that.
So, be quiet.
Well, I'm hoping to ignore you. So we'll see who wins. Okay, expected something on line 14. Okay, whereas if I run the one that I originally have, alt if structure, it tells me it can't find it because I apparently can't spell. Alt if structure, and it gives me the right answer. So my suspicion is that the answer to your question is that it wants it. Line 14. So if I go and look at line 14, apparently I already have that open, whatever. Okay. Line 14, that's 13, so it discovered it on the next line. So yes, it wants the colon. Okay.
So when they say the mistake is on line 14, we have to look above one line?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes it is on the line that it spots. Other times it didn't find out there was an error until it got down to the next line. In other words, lots of times with ending things like that colon is.
Well, it's interpreting that as one line, though. Isn't it the else until it sees the, is that a semicolon there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, when you look at the line number that comes up, it's not one line.
So for it, it's, yeah.
For it, a lot of this is one line. Okay, you're off the screen. The point that I'm trying to make is that's line 13 as far as the line numbers down there, okay? And you're right, it's putting this together, but it is giving you the line number that the error occurred on, okay? We're not looking at what it's doing internally, we're looking at the message it's giving you, which is the line number that it occurred on. And it occurred on this line because that's when it figured out the colon was needed. Okay, and he's right that they mush it all up, but we're not concerned about that because we're looking at the line number it gives back.
You can blame Igor for that one.
Huh?
So you can blame Igor for that one.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah,
that's new knowledge for me.
Okay. So whatever does not work. Okay. Now, switch is what he was talking about. And the switch is what is known as a case structure. Okay? And that's the other way that you can do that. I mean, I actually tend not to use either of them that much. I'm just an old-fashioned person that uses if statements and find that they work just fine. But if I and were going to pick, I would go with the case structure, I think, before I would go with the other. Okay. Somebody bring this up and find out if break is necessary.
Is that
going to
break it?
Okay, so if I run this one, and I'm going to go over and run it, this is called switch one. Okay, and if I run switch one, I've got number is zero because that is the one that is coming out. And if I change this to a 2, for example, and then I run it, okay, so I now run this again, I now get the number is 2, okay? If I take the break out, and I save this, what am I going to get? Okay. I get the response, which is the default response. I don't get any of them.
So what does the switch represent? If?
It is a case structure, and the word is basically, they use switch. And I'm not sure why they decided that was a nice word. And they check number. And they said, in the case that it's 0, put out this message. In the case that it's 1, put out that message. In the case that it's 2, put out another message. The default is to put out num is greater than 2. So when I run this without the breaks, come on, I thought I saved that. So I could just do that. Okay, just a sec. I'll be with you in a minute, madam. If I now run this again, it is giving me 2, and if I put in 1, it would give me 1. So you need to break out of each one, which is not the conventional way of writing a case structure, to have that break in there. Okay? But in this case, you do. And you saw what happened when I didn't. Yeah?
Switch is like an if,
right? Yeah. Yeah, well, the case is more like the if, but the switch is saying, you know...
check for the number.
Yeah. This is checking number, and in the case that it's 0, in the case that it's 1, in the case that it's 2, and
so you find that you want that number.
Pardon me?
You find anything you want with a set of number, like a
any field that you want to check.
Only fields or expressions?
You know, you might be able to put an expression in there. Let me see if I have an example that goes... let me look at my examples that I have. This is if it's 1, 2, or 3. This is doing the greater than and less than. I guess that's an expression, if that's what you meant. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
started thinking...
Evaluated.
Right, right. I think of it as a condition, but you're right. I tend to write if statements because I don't have to think. And I'm serious when I say that, is I tend to write an if statement because I just don't have to go and look it up. And I don't write this that often that I don't have to go and look it up when I write it. So I tend to be I just tend to be, and also these change from language to language, where an if statement is a pretty stable thing from language to language. Yeah.
Is it only for numbers, or can you use strings?
You can use strings. So you could check to see if a code was A, B, or C, or something like that. Absolutely, yeah.
When you have a variable message, you don't need to identify that it's string. Like, you don't have to put a sign equal or assign. See, as you have a variable number, assign 0 on top.
Okay, I've got 222, yeah. But okay, that's all right.
Yes. And the second one is message, and you don't have to...
You don't have to sign a variable. Just like in JavaScript, if you don't want to assign a value to it, you don't have to. Okay, if I wanted to, I could say equal to quote, and then it would be have a null in it. Okay, by doing this, I just basically said, in fact, I didn't have to do that at all. But it's a good technique. It's best to define your variables. It's a better way of doing it. Just like in JavaScript, you can get away with not doing it, but it's a better plan to go ahead and do it. So here I said, if the number is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1,000, da-da, or 100, I can't do my zeros. And then again, I break out and do it.
Do you have to have a default?
No. Then you just won't get anything. It's like if you don't have an else. If it doesn't meet the criteria, you won't get anything. Okay. Let's see. Okay, that was simply your standard if, and I did a comparison, basically. So if you look at this, this is writing it with the standard if. Okay? And then we're going to do something in a minute with this one. And then this is writing it with an else if. And notice I put in the curly braces here. But I didn't have to. And here I'm writing it with the case structure. So case A, case B, case C. So that's three ways of writing it. Now, if you go back to this one, compare one, and you take out the curly braces, is it going to work? Okay.
It's going to perform each set.
Huh?
It should perform each set, right? Because it's not resting within it now.
So let's see what it does. Okay, so I am going to save that. And I'm going to come over here, and we're going to run what is now called compare one. That would help. Okay. If I change this to an A, okay. So I got rid of all my curly braces and it worked. Why? No, it's because there's only one thing. If there's only one thing, it can kind of figure it out. But if there's multiple things in the do two things, then it ends up getting confused. If you only have one thing, it allows you to get away without having the curly braces. Okay? Not recommended. Mainly because you're never going to stick with just one thing. You're going to go back and think of something else you just wanted to put in, so you might as well do the structure right in the first place.
Is that unique to PHP?
No, it's JavaScript too.
It's JavaScript too.
And I'm assuming anybody here that's a C expert? Come on. C++, it must be in there too, right?
If you, most languages will figure out the fact that
if there's only one thing.
Yeah.
You know, both of these, whenever you see the curly brace, it's basically a structure that's similar to C++. Okay? And so there is that kind of language, and then there are other kinds of languages that follow a slightly different structure, like the Visual Basic kind of thing where you have to have the end ifs. Okay, what about, so when I came down here to compare to, when I did the compare before with the else if, I didn't have the quotes, the curly braces. And this time I put them in. And again, it's because it's one thing that I have the flexibility. Okay? So those are... And let's see. I don't remember what ifcalc is. And that was ifcalc PHP that I want to look at. Okay, that was simply sending something over. So if you look at this program, I'm sending over three things, and then I'm checking the stuff that is sent over, as opposed to the one where I define the variables at the top. Okay. And display errors, we will... Okay, this set display errors, if display's error is not on, you get a different output than is if you put it on. Try it with that and see which one you like. But essentially, what I want to do is run this one. So let me get into this and run... What was it called? Ifcalc. Okay, so if I run ifcalc...
I'm getting notices and warnings.
Okay. I'm not yet.
Okay.
3, 4, and a plus. Okay, so if I write that, I now get that page over there. Okay, the reason you're getting warnings is because you probably ran the PHP?
Yes.
Instead of the HTML. And this one is reliant on receiving information. If I look at the PHP for this, it needs to receive information because it's got a get or a post depending on what it is that you're sending. It's got the get and the post. And so it has to get the information or I'm out of luck. Okay, so that's the main reason why most of those if statement ones that I do, I define the things in the variables right within the program so I don't have to run two programs. And but this one I just decided to run two programs. Okay. I don't want to really end that. So those are the different if structures. Okay, if we come back over to my home page someplace. Okay. The other thing that I want you to do, and that's why we looked at all of these, is I want you to write 5 programs to solve those particular problems. And I want you to use a variety of things. So I want individual if structures, compound and complex if, basic if with embeds in it, if else, and the case structure. And if some of these don't lend themselves to anything, you can do one of them twice as long as you try all of those structures out. Okay? So, I am going to give you some time now to start doing those because I want to make sure everybody's comfortable with it. And I did pretty well. I wanted to get done by 10:15 and it's 10:17. So what I want you to do is to start writing a couple of these and start doing this homework assignment in class. Okay, so the first one, as far as I'm concerned, you can define the variables inside the program the way I did. If you prefer, you can write the HTML and send it over. But as far as I'm concerned, I would set up the major variable, I would set up the credits, I would set up the GPA, and I would just change those to test and see if it works. Okay? So just set them up as a variable rather than write the HTML. If you want to put them all in one program, go ahead. Okay, such that it will resolve them all and put up the answers to all of them. I frankly think it's easier to copy and paste and write five programs, but it's up to you. Okay, but you can either write them all in one or you can write them in separate programs. So, I want you to get to work. You've got a half an hour. See if you can get one or two of them done. Yeah.
I was checking out the Lewis and Clark page.
The which what?
Yeah.